Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Turn with me to Psalm 132, reading from verse 1 to verse 5. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Amen. The title of our message is A Dwelling Place for God. David, King David, the King of Israel, said that he will not give sleep to his eyes until he finds an accommodation for the mighty God of Jacob, that he will not go to bed. He will be sober. He will be active. His mind will be occupied with these thoughts, that until he finds a dwelling place for God, he will not sleep. Jesus told the Sadducees, the Jews, that they have erred greatly for not knowing the scriptures, that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob is the Word of God, that the Word of God whom he gave, which he gave to Moses, is the mighty God of Jacob. When he met him in the burning bush, that God is Word. And so that's what David is saying, that he will not give rest to himself until he find a place for the Lord of the Holy Scriptures, that until he find accommodation for him, and that he will not give sleep to himself. That does not mean that he will not sleep naturally. He's saying that his mind is preoccupied with this thought, that he would make room for the Word of God, and that he will provide for the Word of God the number one place. As he said, that if you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, that Lord is the Holy Bible. He said he would do this, that he is not going to relax. He's not going to give himself rests. You know what he's saying? That he is going to turn to the sure word of prophecy. And as Apostle Peter wrote in 1 Peter, let's read 1 Peter chapter 2, reading from verse 2 of it. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Verse 5. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. He says that we are a house. What sort of house? A spiritual house built for God, so that we can offer up sacrifices, spiritual sacrifices that is acceptable to God. You know, he said that he prepared for us a sacrifice. That sacrifice is his flesh. which he has given to us. You see, Christ is crucified for us, sacrificed for us, the Passover. So he says that we are to receive him so that then we can offer a sacrifice acceptable to God by this person we have received. Who? By Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? The Word of God. And so he's saying that as newborn babes, we should desire the sincere milk of the Word, that we are the house for the Word of God, and that God is building us to house him. To house who? To house the Word of God in the Holy Bible. And that this is his plan. This is his program for us. That we are to be his house. You know, he said that he's standing at the door knocking. That whosoever open unto him, he will come in. And then sup with that person, and that person will sup with him. Do you know that David was not born king in Israel? How did he become a king? The Lord himself made him a king. The mighty God of Jacob made him a king. So because David refused to go to bed, then until he find accommodation for the Lord, for the Word of God is saying, then the Word of God took him on. Because he is the king. King eternal, king immortal, king invisible. And so because David took in the king made him the king over the whole nation of Israel. And that king is King Jesus, the mighty God of Jacob. He's saying that we should not put off reading our Bible. That's what he's saying. That every one of us should read the Bible daily. That we are his house. We have built up a spiritual house for the holy word of God. See what he said to the scribe that came to him in Matthew chapter 8, reading from verse 19. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus saith unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. He said, the scribe came to him and say, Master, I want to follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to this scribe that the foxes have holes, the fowl or the birds of the air have nests, but he himself have nowhere to lay his head. That does not mean he was homeless naturally. That does not mean he was sleeping on the street. No. He was talking to this scribe that you have not given me accommodation. Who? The Word of God. That his word have no accommodation in the heart of man. And that he's knocking at the door of our hearts. He wants to come in. Who wants to come in? The Holy Word of God in the Bible. He said, foxes have gotten accommodation. The birds of the air have nests where they lay their heads, where they sleep. But the Word of God has no place because we are that house. He said we have not given him accommodation. Who? Mankind. That we have built a spiritual house. That God formed Adam from the dust of the ground and he breathed into him the breath of life. And he is to be the house of God. And so he says that the problem is that he doesn't have accommodation. The scribe did not know what he was saying, but he turned on his disciples. Disciples said, let me go and bury my father. He says, you go nowhere. Why did he say so to the disciple? Because this was his disciple. He says to the Jews that believe on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Then you shall know the truth. The truth will set you free. his disciples, he said, you are not going anywhere. Why? Because he's found a room. He's found a place. He said, no, you don't go nowhere. You are my house. I want to enter you. I called you to myself so that you will be become my accommodation. He said he chose 12 disciples, apostles, so that they will be with him and he will send them forth. Who? The Word. That the Word is calling unto us. He says, I want you to be my house, my dwelling place. Dwelling place of the Most High God. Who? The mighty God of Jacob. The God that finished Pharaoh in the Red Sea. He says, I want you to be my house. The God that loosed the wheels of the chariot of Pharaoh. The God that finished Balaam and warned him that there's no divination, no enchantment against Jacob. He says, let me in. The scribe has no place for him. You know, the scribes could quote the scriptures. He said, these people draw near to him with their tongue. But your heart is far from him. That he wants us to know him. Know who? Know the word of God. Not only in quoting. To know that he is the person of God. That he is the son of God. That this is the word that was preached to them in the wilderness. 40 years. And they closed their hearts. They won't let him in. And that he was knocking at the door and said, let me in. I am that God of Abraham. I am that God of Isaac. I am that God of Jacob. Who? The Holy Bible. That he wants to enter into us as the person of Christ. So that we will receive him. He said to the scribe, I know what is in your heart. Because he had no room for him. Mark chapter 7. Reading from verse 5. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashing hands? Are you hearing? They are mindful of their tradition. Is tradition sitting in their hearts? See what Jesus replied them in verse 6. He answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah the prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, these people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such things, like things you do. You see what is sitting in them? You see, their tradition is sitting there. Not the word of God. They are not keeping his word as he commanded. And that they have rejected the word of God, the holy word of God in the scriptures, to keep their traditions. And that's why he says to them, foxes have accommodation. I don't have accommodation. What does he say? My word. Don't have accommodation in you. Have you made room for this mighty God of Jacob in your heart? Have you prepared a place for him in your heart? Are we overcharged with the cares of this world? There's only one thing needful, he told Martha. That thing Mary has chosen, that's the only thing needful. That there's only one thing needful, the word of God in the Holy Bible. It's all that is needful. He said, what shall it profit a man that he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? He's saying, gaining the whole world cannot save you. Gaining Christ can save you. Amen. That if you become the house of God, through Christ, through his word in the Bible, he said the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, which is now dwelling in you, will give life to your mortal bodies. Amen. By his spirit that is in you, that we are the house of the word of God. He said this is the covenant he will have with us in those days, say the scripture. That he will put his word, his scriptures in our hearts. In our mind, and everyone that have received him will know him from the least to the greatest. There's no one that will be looking for who is the Lord, for the Lord is the word of God in the Bible. He says to them, that you do always err for not knowing the scriptures. It is the scripture God wants us to receive. You know, they were keeping the Sabbath, but they will not keep the Lord of the Sabbath. That he is the Lord of the Sabbath, who the Holy Bible, which we are to keep. Jesus says, if you keep my word, then my Father will love you. What will happen? We will come and make our abode in you. He says, you will now become a permanent house for the word of God. We are looking at the dwelling place for God, a dwelling place. He says that you are that dwelling place. And that if we don't give him accommodation, that's why he said foxes have holes. The fowls of the air have nests. He has not found a place. But David said, I found him in the woods, in Ephrathah. In the woods. I was in the wood, in the forest. There I found him. And then he found me. Though Prophet Samuel did not know David, but the Lord knew him. Why? Because David made a vow and kept the vow, then God knew him. Amen. And though people may not know you, but the God of heaven will know you. Why did God know David? Because David knew the word of God. That if you know him, he will know you. Say he had the word of God. Who are you supposed to know? The word. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one can come to the Father except by me. That he that has seen me has seen the Father. I am that God you are looking for. He says, so when David found him, he found David. Have you found the mighty God of Jacob? He is this Holy Bible. He says, if you continue in him, you will know him. You will know that there is no other God, that this is the true God and eternal life. That the God of the Bible is the true God. All other gods are the works of man's hand. They are the imaginations of man. That the Holy Bible is the genuine, authentic God. That's why he says, hear you, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. Not two. Which God? The God of the Bible. And so he's calling unto us to do what? To receive him. That we are his accommodation, we are his dwelling place. See what he says in Matthew chapter 7, reading from verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. He says, it's not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But only those who do the will of his Father in heaven. What is the will of the Father? He said, he that received me has received he that sent me. That is his will. That if we receive the word of God as the word of God indeed. He said that is his will. The will of the Father. And it's not a question of doing wonderful things in his name. And don't know this one. Don't know whom he sent. That he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. What is the destructions? My people are destroyed because they don't know me. They lack knowledge. They don't know whom God is. That God is the holy word of God in the Bible. And that if you don't know that he is the one, we are just saying Jesus. We don't know Jesus is the word of God. He says, I will say to them, I never knew you. Why? Because he is the word of God indeed. If we are not seeing this Jesus, as David said, that I have seen him, and that I will not give rest to my eyes until I find a place for him. You know what he's saying? He said to Joshua, meditate on my word. Day and night you will succeed. And that he will not sleep until he had found a place for him. in his heart. Jesus says, that is the will of the Father, that we are his house, we are his temple. And anyone who does not allow him in, he says, I don't know that one. He says, he never. That means there was never any contact. But they said, we did many wonderful things in your name. He says, that's not the issue. The issue is to know me. He said, this is life eternal. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom you have sent. Do you know he sent Jesus? He sent us the Bible. That the word of God is Jesus Christ. Are you seeing him and you don't do anything about him? David did something. David vowed. How did he vow? He made a decision. Do you know you need to make a decision? He made a decision that he would not let this God depart from him. He must receive him. Like Abraham. He said he came to the house of Abraham. Abraham would not let him go. He received him and entertained him. He said, I will entertain this God. I would accommodate him. I will give him a place. Do you know we need to do that? He said, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. You need to make a decision today that you must give room for the Holy Bible. You must set a time for yourself every day to read the Bible, is what he's saying. Don't say, I'm going to read the Bible. That is not good enough. We must have a reading plan that you must stick to, so you know what you are supposed to read every day. And if you have not done it, you know you are owing. That we must have a commitment. David said he had a commitment and he stuck to it. So you need to stick to your commitment that daily. He says, give us this day our daily bread. That you are supposed to read the Bible daily. That is all that is needful. That is the only thing that can save your soul. The foxes have accommodation, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He said the word of God in the Bible has no place to lay his head. There were multitudes in the wilderness. They will not give him accommodation. There were many in those days. He said he sent the prophet to tell them, just give me room. You have given room to other things. They gave room to Balaam. They gave room to worship the work of their hands. They gave room to worship a molten calf. They will not give room to his word in their heart. Have you given room to the Holy Bible? Do you know that he is the Lord? There's not another God coming. If you don't know him, he said, I don't know you. Who? This word in the Bible. He is the judge. He said the books will be open on that day. And then you will meet your God. Abraham said, prepare to meet your God. Since you say you have returned, you have not returned to this God. Have we returned to the God of the Holy Bible? That's whom he said we should return to. We should return to him in our heart. We should turn to this God. He said, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. God is gathering the people to himself, to the Holy Bible, so that they all will look unto him and everyone will know whom the Bible is, that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That God who's invisible gave us the Bible. He says, eat me, drink me. That if you don't eat me and don't drink me, say, you don't have the life of God in you. That I am the living God whom we must receive to be saved. That heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God in the Holy Bible cannot pass away, for he is the very God that is being preached to us by the gospel, that we should become a dwelling place for God. That's what he's saying to us. See what Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, reading from verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defy the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. You hearing? He say you are the temple of God. That's not a probability. That's a fact. That we are the temple of God, which God? The Word of God. We are his house. As your language has entered you, you ate it. He said we are the temple of the word of God in the Bible. We are his house, his dwelling place. As the things we study in schools has entered us, he says study to show yourself approved unto God. That no one prophecy of the scriptures came privately. That they all came by the breath of God. that this is that breath of God that departed from Adam. But he said, God so loved us, he gave him to us again, that we should eat him, that we are his temple. Anyone that defies the temple of God, what does that mean? He said, if anyone doesn't give him accommodation, he says, him shall God destroy. That if we don't allow him, the purpose why he formed us, this is the whole duty of man, is that we become his house on earth. He said, if that does not happen, we have deprived him of his right. Someone built a house, he built it so that he would live in it. God says we have built his house. He wants to enter ours. Who? The Word. That we are the house of his Word on earth. What Word? The Spirit of the Bible. That he came to put his Spirit in us. He said, this is what the prophet said. That in these last days, he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. He wants us to be a prophet of the scriptures, of the Bible. How would that happen? He said, after the Holy Spirit of the Bible comes upon you. That when the Spirit of the Bible comes upon you, you now become his testifier. You now become his prophet. For the testimony of the Bible is the spirit of prophecy. That is why he formed us. That's all that is needed. And that is what he's calling us for. That we should make a room for him. We should provide accommodation for this God. Our religious practice cannot save us. The Pharisees and the scribes were very good at that. Our quoting scriptures cannot save us. The Pharisees and the scribes were very good at that. But they didn't receive him. He said these people were drawing near to him with their tongue, their mouth. But their heart is far. He wants us to receive the truth of the Bible. That the truth of the Bible is that he is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That is what he wants us to eat. That the truth of the Bible is that this is the very word that came from the mouth of God. That is what he wants us to eat. The truth of the Bible is that he is our God. He is the Lord, the mighty God of Jacob. That's the truth. He said, don't you err, he told the Sadducees, that you don't know the scripture. That does not mean they can't quote the scripture. They don't know whom the scripture is. That the scripture is the very Christ. That this is that Christ, the rock that followed them. In the wilderness, 40 years in, and they didn't know him. He said, they do always err in their heart. They didn't seek after the knowledge of him. They didn't desire to know him. They rather desire to know themselves and other things. In their heart, they turn again to Egypt. We are so mindful of ourselves. We are so conscious of what people say about us. Say, you that are seeking to honor each other, and you don't seek the honor that comes from God only. It's God that can make a difference in our life. It's not people. Has this God, this mighty God of Jacob, does he know you? He said he is the final arbiter, the one that have the final say concerning your life. He said something concerning David, so it was. The prophet didn't know David, but the Lord knew him. He said, go and anoint me a king. He said, if the Almighty knows you, how will he know you? He said, if you know me. Who is he? The Bible. He said, if you know him, you are free indeed. If the Son will set you free, you'll be free indeed, that I am the Son of God. That's what he wants us to know, that the Bible, the Word of God in the Bible is the Son of the invisible God, the God whom we have never seen. That David said, I will not give rest to my eyelids until I find a dwelling place for him. Please find a place for this mighty God of Jacob. He is the God of the Holy Bible. He is our God. He said, blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. If your God be the God of the Holy Bible, he said, you are blessed. Let him be your God. How will he be your God? He said, let me in. That's how I become your father. You'll be my sons and daughters, saith the Almighty. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit BenOganMinistries.org.